This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
I've not seen my uncle much since I arrived. I'm glad, because he's got a violent temper and treats my aunt badly. This morning, I've been exploring the country around the inn. There is nothing but heather and grass for miles. In the distance, I can see the marsh. It was in this wild and lonely land that my uncle lived as a boy with his two brothers. Last night, he told me their story.
If you had lived here, you would have taken to drink like I did. It makes you do things. I had a family once. A father, mother, two brothers. But each one of them disappeared one way or another. My father was hanged. He killed a man. My brother Jem is clever, but they'll catch him too and hang him. My brother Matthew, well, he drowned in the marsh. They found him one summer when the marsh dried up.
When I get back to the inn, my uncle is there.
Well, did you miss me?
Did you have a nice trip?
Nice be damned. I'd been riding for 4 days. There was a bit of money involved. That's all I care about.
Well, I'll go and help my aunt.
It's me you'll be helping tonight, in the bar.
It's Saturday night. The bar is crowded. The air is full of smoke and the smell of unwashed bodies. All of them are drunk. Some men are so drunk that they lie on the benches like dead men.
Another pint?
Hurry up there, girl.
Uncle, I cannot bear this. I'm going upstairs.
Too good for us, are you? Well, it's almost midnight now. Go to your room. And lock your door.
Ow! Let go of my wrist. You're hurting me.
Hear this. Keep your mouth shut and you won't get hurt. But if you start to ask...
Oh! What's that noise? It's coming from under my room. The moonlight pours into my room, creating ghostly shadows. I creep over to the window. My uncle is below, and I recognise other men from earlier this evening. There are four or five wagons. The men have been taking big boxes from them into the inn.
That's the last of them.
Good. Get going now. Be quick.
What will you do about him?
Don't worry. Harry and I will deal with him later.
I understand now. They are smuggling. Jamaica Inn is a perfect place for it. But what's my uncle doing at the moment? I have to go and see. As I get closer to the bar, I hear voices. I hide in the shadows.
No and no again. I will not be a part of it. That's murder you're talking about, Mr. Merlin.
Yeah, he's right there.
Killing innocent women and children? No!
Not so fast. By God, you will do as I say. Another man said the same, and he was hanging at the end of a rope a few minutes later. Harry, you go and lock the door behind you. I'll finish here.
I feel sick. My heart has been beating so loudly, I am sure they have heard it. I go back to my room quietly. What shall I do? If I had a gun or a knife, I could perhaps hurt my uncle so that the man can escape. But I have nothing. I must do something, though. I creep downstairs again. The door to the bar is shut. There is silence. I suddenly know I have to open the door to find out. There's no one here. Just the tables and a few empty glasses. The door is open at the back. But wait. What's that hanging in the middle of the room? It's swinging. A rope hanging from a hook in the ceiling. But there's nothing at the end of it. What's happened to that man? I fear the worst. Next time we meet, an interesting visitor arrives at Jamaica Inn. But who is he? And can he be trusted?